From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo in Syria. The city's food supply has been depleted, and UN warns that people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city soon. UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming.
I hope this can happen in the next few days. It needs to happen in the next few days because the last UN food has been distributed. There is no food left from the World Food Program and the UN in East Aleppo.
Jan Egeland. The U.S. Central Command says an American soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were wounded and three militants were killed in the attack. Egypt's military spokesman said that the militants blew up an armored vehicle at the checkpoint near El Arish. No group is claiming responsibility. Police in southern France are looking for a man who killed a woman at a retirement home for missionaries in Montferrier-sur-Lay. News reports say about 60 residents have been taken into safety by police. There is no indication that the attack was an act of terrorism. This is VOA News.